Jamie and Locker with you on this Wednesday afternoon. A very relieved Sarah Mills today as England wins 4-2 over Croatia when it was 2-2 at the half.
It was an exciting game.
It was a very well-played match between two of the top teams in this tournament. Croatia is a top 15 team, of course. England is the fourth-ranked team in the world entering the World Cup. Of course, Canada, huge match tomorrow.
It's a good way to get 2 hours to go by pretty quickly of a radio program.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, is Canada and Qatar. At this point, we'll be very distracted while watching that. Now to football of a different variety, the game we have grown up to love here in Saskatchewan, the three-down, 110-yard, 65-yard wide, rouge-filled CFL. Or sorry, that's what we grew up going forward. Next year, it'll be 100 yards, 15-yard end zones, field goal posts at the back, still 65 yards wide, and 8 of 9 teams make the playoffs. Ron Podbelski joins us. I hope you read his piece in the Regina Leader Post. If you haven't, you can find it. Stuart Johnston's Big Gamble, a longtime CFL fan on change disappointment and the Canadian game. Ron joins us now. Ron, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course, a passionate fan. You've been a season ticket holder since 1988, so we'll credit you for the turnaround that helped get the second Grey Cup in 89, if that's okay. But throughout your piece, you detail all the changes, how they went about it. What is the biggest thing for you that has you state that you are disappointed and disengaged?
Well, Jamie, I think it's pretty clear for me. You know, what they did was difficult, but how they did it, with the lack of rigor and the lack of communication, those were the big things. So let's review this, Jamie. There's been no public data they've released supporting their scoring presumptions. There's going to be no testing or trialing of these risky ideas. There was no market research of football fans. And as we all know, no consultation in advance with fans, coaches, players, or the wider football community, whether that be amateur or junior, right up to U Sports. This decision was unloaded on the entire community, leading to, you know, two sets of rules now guiding Canadian football. And at the elite levels, I can't imagine that is desirable. So, you know, I really struggle. I think it would have been difficult to understand the changes to begin with, and we can go into that as to, I don't really think the game is the problem, but how they did it and how they have chosen to communicate it so far, very extremely disappointing for me as a fan.
So, Ron, one of the questions that I have for you about the idea of change is, let's just suspend for a moment the fact that maybe change was needed. And we needed to actually put somebody in place that had the, you know, the wherewithal to actually go through with it, because that was the bigger complaint before Stewart, was that there may have been things that needed to get done, but we didn't have a commissioner in place that was able to push things forward.
Let's take that one head on, because I'm not suggesting that the league has no problems or that it should never change. That clearly would be foolish. The league clearly has deep and difficult challenges with attendance, marketing, attention in a crowded sports ecosystem, big city visibility. We could go on and on.
Yeah.
The question is, are we solving the right problem? Because the commissioner has told us that the problem is not enough touchdowns, not enough scoring. And I want to take some of the emotion out of this debate, Jamie. Let's talk about the data and the facts. And these numbers, by the way, are from scoring in 2025, and they come from TSN. They don't come from me. So 53.6 points per game, that's the most in two decades. 5.41 TDs per game, that's the most in two decades. By the way, both of those numbers are higher than the CFL. The highest ever red zone touchdown completion percentage in a season, 61.6%. If you're wondering now that the front of the sticks are less of a problem than the CFL thinks it is, you know, you're not alone. And I can come back to that too as well. 40 out of the 80 games decided in the last 3 minutes. And as we know, the playoffs produced some incredibly thrilling theater and an entertaining Grey Cup game. And now I want to touch on how we started 2026. Six games, six fantastic banger edge of your seat games, fabulous entertainment. Guess what? Scoring up again, 59 points per game. Now, we can get into this more, but let's come back to the commissioner's central reasoning for doing this risky change. 60 more touchdowns. All of this change for 60 more touchdowns. Well, Jamie, it's looking more and more that this was at best flaw data, and it works purely guesswork. The league has supposedly collected data from every play over the last over decades. But yet, you know, we can't get the league to release anything, and this is something a few reporters like Justin Dunk have been trying to get released because they are skeptical about the impacts of scoring with a smaller end zone. And so we can get into this further, but the CFL clearly could do itself a favor if it released some of this data, because I think there's a presumption there that it's maybe not necessarily supporting this 60-touchdown prediction. And as I said, if you look at the numbers on scoring from 2025 and what we've seen so far in 2026, tell me that scoring is truly a problem in the CFL.
Ron Podgorski joining us. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. A longtime CFL fan wrote a great piece, Post Media Leader Post, on the concerns about 2027 and what's going to come. So, Ron, we're going to ask you the question we're asking the fans in mere moments. If you sit down with Stuart Johnston and Stuart looks at you, Ron, in the face and says, okay, Ron, I'll tell you what.
You get one.
You get one rule that we don't change. One thing that we don't. Do you know what that one would be?
I actually think it's I would keep the goalposts where they are, because if you look at you know, what's going to dramatically change the flow, the gameplay, the identity, the scoring of the game, I think clearly the goalposts are the one. And I want to just again bring in another piece of here, a data, Jamie, that is very, very important. So, you know, I looked at the scoring between 2022 and 2025. The NFL scoring is about 7 points less a game than the CFL. Now, keep in mind, we're going to be moving to a 100-yard field with the posts at the back of the end zone 5 yards further. So, you know, to me, it's somewhat intuitive that scoring is actually going to be depressed. And why would we want to do that in the Canadian game? Now, again, there's maybe some arguments that could be made that, okay, the posts are not going to be there. You know, there's going to be more scoring. But then I say to the CFL, release the scoring projections with actual data and heat maps so that we can see that. Because until that happens, you know, a lot of us are going to believe that scoring is actually might go down.
Well, here's the thing, Ron, and I think you know this as well as I do. They don't have the data. There's no chance in you know what they have the data. It's all hypothesis. This is a science project, and the hypothesis is this is what's going to happen.
But if it was
they
science,
don't know.
They'd have numbers.
But no, so in science, you start with the hypothesis, and then you see if the hypothesis is true. And that's where I think we're at. They don't have the data to know if their hypothesis is actually true.
I'm curious, Ron, in... see, for me, I take a look, and I did it again today because we were having this conversation. I took a look at all the rule changes that he's announced since he's taken over as commissioner, Stuart Johnston. And I went, oh, okay, well, that one, I don't hate that one. Okay, you know what? Maybe this one didn't go that far. Is this one the worst thing in the world? So for me, that's the way I kind of approached it. And we said it earlier, and maybe you can verify this. It's not so much the specific rules that they're changing. It's the fact that it all has just come piling on top of CFL fans. And because when I talk to anybody about the CFL rule changes, everybody has something that they don't like about something that's been announced. And then they're kind of, well, you know what, but the rouge, I'm okay with the rouge. So you always have that conversation. I'm wondering if you think that this is more about the fact that he has just piled all of this all at once on everybody as opposed to the specific rules that he is adjusting.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I want to say I'm not anti-change. I'm anti-guesswork. if the league had shown us, you know, research and tested these rules, consulted with fans and coaches, U Sports, minor football, I'm suspecting I would feel differently if they'd made that persuasive case. But because they haven't done that, and on top of that, I consider like Stuart Johnson keeps scoring an own goal on himself by constantly dismissing the concerns of fans who are having problems with this change. You know, it's an own goal. I would encourage the commissioner to stop doing that and listen to people and you know, have some empathy for what's changing. Like a lot of people, a Canadian football field is as Canadian as maple syrup or blue rodeo or hockey. You know, it means a lot to people. So, you know, understand that that loss is part of it. So definitely it's the communication, I think, Jamie, and the having a bit more rigor with what they're doing. If they had done that, I think a lot of us would be in a different spot.
I disagree with you, Ron. I'm sorry to say that, but I think when you put like a couple of guys in a room and go, all right, you need to fix some things, go do it. And then you add like 10 people, you're never going to get anything done. You add too many cooks, it's over. And I think that's part of what Stu's doing. He kind of eliminated. And but, I'm not saying it's right.
But Locker, you can't have a lot of all the yes men if it's a bunch of five yes men and nobody's in the room going, what are we doing? Like it felt like nobody was in the room going, what are we do, really?
That's fair. But again, it does a lot of times impede progress.
Can I jump in and make a point here, guys?
Yeah.
Because absolutely the owners have a right to make money. And you know, and we have to expect that. But what would be the lowest risk, biggest bang way to do it? I would argue that changing the field dimension would rank so much lower on the list than the other ways they could do. You know, we all know, both of us guys, content, fantasy, gambling, integration. That's where the big pot of money exists in the future. It isn't in changing the field because it has so many risks, unknowns, and downsides.
That's where I will agree.
I think they didn't go after, you know, the right pots of revenue, which were much easier to get after.
So, Ron, this is the final question I have for you. Where are you going to be at the start of the season in 2027?
Well, that's a really good question, and I guess it depends on.
Like, will you be in your seat at the stadium watching week one or nah, I'm going to be at home before I purchase a ticket again?
Well, I don't think I've decided. A lot of it will depend on what I see from the CFL. Is there going to be transparency around some of these scoring calculations? Are they going to step up and acknowledge that they've done something that's very difficult for long-term fans? Are they going to show some empathy? You know, there's many people that have been trying to contact the CFL office just to get an explanation. And like me, we don't even get a response. So are they going to show some of that transparency and empathy, or are they going to continue on the way they're continuing on? So I think a lot of that will depend on that. They've created some bad faith, and now it's upon them to go back and create some good faith.
Well, Ron, enjoyable conversation. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, guys.
That's Ron Podbelski, longtime Rider season ticket holder. He penned the piece on the disappointment, disengagement he's feeling. You can read it in Regina Leader Post. Does Ron voice your same concerns? 1-877-332-8255. Let's continue the conversation here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, I'll be honest. I thought 2026 would be a year where the season starts and the CFL rule changes fall to the wayside. However, the way this season has started, it's kicked up the CFL rule changes in a way where we go, why are we changing the rules? This is awesome.
You legitimately thought that they were just going to, everyone was just going to accept
it? I don't know. I just thought the game would start and we'd be like, okay, let's settle in. Let's watch the games. And maybe at the end of the year, it'd start to drudge up again. But here, no.
I didn't think that, because every time anybody recognizes me outside of this building, the first question they ask me is my thoughts on the CFL rule changes. It's an ongoing conversation. It's not going to stop.
So we heard Ron Podbelski. He wrote the piece in the Leader Post.
He is disengaged. He's discouraged. He's frustrated because the CFL didn't really come with much data, although they just said, we think there's going to be 60 more touchdowns. We think. Our data would suggest that maybe it could be so. However, when you move the field goal post back, you're going to have less scoring. Like he said, the NFL has less scoring.
60 over the course of the
season.
The season.
Not in a game.
Yeah. So, and all games.
And we know you out there, a lot of you don't like the CFL rule changes. So this is the game we're going to play. We're going to play a little game here on the Green Zone. Because a lot of people, even Nathan Rourke was on the show saying, I hope they go back. I hope they don't move forward. I hope they consult with the coaches and the players and the fans with these rule changes before 2027. We don't think they're changing. I almost know they're not changing. But we're going to play again. If Stuart Johnston gave you a call and said, you know what?
You get to pick one.
It was too much too soon and too quickly. So we're going to give you one. We're going to hold back on one rule change. What's the one that has you ticked the most? 1-877-332-8255. Here are your options. Moving the goalpost back to the back of the end zone. The length of the field from 110 to 100.
We'll add the end zones into that one.
The end zones are going from 20 to 15.
Because he kind of made that all one. Right.
The 35-second play clock, which we're already doing. The Rouge, which we're already doing this season.
Modification of the Rouge, yep.
And, of course, the playoff format.
Team benches. I don't think anybody has a problem with team benches. No one cares.
Nobody cares. It should be that way all the time and should have been
and
anyways.
And then the new playoff format.
Then the new playoff format. Which one would you say, you shouldn't change that one?
The one thing that when we were talking to Ron, the one thing that I kind of agree with Ron on is if you come out in front of everybody and you go, I think there's some issues with our game. We're not making enough money, And then you go make a bunch of changes that really aren't going to impact what you said the problem is. That's where I kind of get what Ron is saying.
Let's get to the fan line. Ken, get us started. What's your thing that you'd hold on to?
It's got to be the goalposts, because if you take a look at, let's say you get to the 35, and that's going to be a 50-yard field goal plus the 7 yards behind for the snap. So that's a 57-yard field goal from the 35. Probably not going to be taking that. So if you're 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, maybe this is where they get their 60 extra touchdowns, because they're going, hey, no one's going to be taking field goals from there. You're going to try for 3rd down. If you try to punt and you don't hit the coffin corner, if it goes into the end zone, I think now it comes out to the 40 for the Rouge, the non-Rouge Rouge thing. So what, you lost some yardage on your attempt there and nobody touched the ball. I think that that's the one that really gets me. And what really gets me as well is you want more scoring, and the reason you got more scoring, you got better quarterbacks. That's why you got more scoring. You got better quarterbacks in the league than you had a few years ago. And that's why the scoring's up.
Ken, that's an interesting hypothesis, and you're probably not wrong.
It's kind of a defensive stew, though. Right? Because...
That the quarterbacks are better?
Well, no, that... Like when you're breaking down the numbers, there's a reason why things happen the way they happen. And if they're up, it's because of the quarterback play.
Yeah, but that's not Stewart. He didn't do anything to improve the quarterback.
No, I know he didn't do anything, but I'm just saying that sort of helps out his case if he's looking at numbers over a large period of time. And not that it kills Ron's argument, but scoring has gone up a little bit in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but is it exactly? It is going up. So why are we changing the rules?
Well, maybe
when there's no statistical evidence that that there's going to be more scoring.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that they didn't actually sit down and break down numbers?
They tried their best, but they didn't consult the coaches. The conversation you need to have with the coaches is this. Here's the scenario, the one that Ken just played out. What are you doing? Let's take a poll. What would you do in that scenario? And I bet you more coaches than not would punt the ball and try to get it out out the side and force them back rather than go for it and give them 35 extra yards of field position.
I see. So they are, of course, they've got to make some sort of blind guesses on things.
A little squib kick down the field.
Right. But
where would you go for it?
Where I also question Ron is, because he's suggesting they don't have numbers to back up the decisions they made.
How do they? That's my question. How do they have numbers? How do they have numbers that coaches are going to make decisions based on their hypothesis? This is all based on their hypothesis that coaches would gamble more if the field goal posts were at the back of the end zone. I hope they do. I want them to.
But you're not going to get a definitive answer from a coach either.
At rules committee, they'll sit down and talk and hash it out. 100% they will. But there's no evidence.
Too hard.
Zero evidence that you can tell me the 60 touchdowns, that's theoretical. That is not hardened. Oh yeah, we
100%. 100% it is. But I'm thinking that some of the other decisions that they made may have been supported by actual numbers. I don't want to believe that Stu grabbed a couple of buddies and they sat around
the
six pack.
People in the CFL, they ran the numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
But based on what?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's what Ron wants to know. He wants, and fans want proof of what it is. You're not going to get it.
No, you're not.
Because
until it actually happens. And goodness gracious me, if scoring drops by a touchdown next year, oh boy. There's got to be some questions, but I'm not saying it will. We don't know, and neither do they. And that's what's ticking off people like Ron and me, apparently.
That's fair. That's fair.
David in Belfort, one rule that you want to have held back, what would it be?
Well, it would definitely be the length of the field. I understand why they're doing it. I think it's because they're feeling that's the only way they can get expansion. But if they have to do that, if they absolutely have to shrink the field, I'm probably in the minority here, but I'd rather see them go keep the 110 yards and go to 10-yard end zone, which would probably cut back a touchdown so they wouldn't. But I think the center field stripe taken out is really taking a lot of Canadian out of.
Well, yeah. Is the 55-yard line as Canadian as maple syrup?
That doesn't bother me as much.
I'm getting more bothered by it the closer we get to it, to be honest.
Really?
I went to the stadium and I looked down and I saw the 55-yard line. And I went, why are we getting rid of this? Like, why are we doing this? As I said, it's to make it, and Stewart presented it. It's to make it look prettier on television.
Can I ask
There's
you,
no goalposts in the way.
Can I ask you
Who
a question?
Who cares?
After you look down at the 55-yard line. Did you look up at a cloud and yell?
Well, it was getting a little cloudy. So I actually did yell at the clouds at practice the other day because it was way too cool. I'm like, can we move on? I need some sunshine to get warm. Yes, I have entered that stage in life. And get off my lawn too, kids. Greg in Saskatoon. Greg, what are you thinking on the rule change you would like to hold back?
No, it's definitely the length of the field. I'm not as smart as you guys in the sports thing there. A few years back, we lost an important game because didn't one of the kickers hit the field the goalpost?
Well, it was Cody Fajardo hit it on a throw to the end zone.
Yeah, and we lost that game because of it, didn't we?
Yeah. I'm not sure what would have happened in the end zone, but it would have been a lot more likely to complete a pass if there wasn't a post in the way.
Exactly right. That's my point. Go Leafs. We're doing good, too. Yeah.
Greg's a fan of Jim Hiller, apparently. Let's go to Glenn. So we have two on the field size changes. Glenn, what rule would you hold back if Stu gave you the option?
No, you got to keep the goalposts where they are. Regarding the last guy that was on the phone there, like, sorry, buddy, if the dog wouldn't have stopped to take a crap, he'd have caught the rabbit. But anyway, like, you don't know. Like, Cody hit the crossbar. I love the the goalposts where they are. It makes the game more exciting. You know what? I watched the top 50 plays. Did you watch that on TSN about a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
Any of you? Okay. There was, what was there, of the top 50, there was at least four or five missed field goals brought back for touchdowns. I think there was about three or four others, too. That's one of the most exciting things in the game. That's gone if you get rid of that.
I'm kind of with Glenn on that one. Like the size mm-hmm. of the field, like I, but where the goalposts are, I think that to me is a little more Canadian than a 55-yard line. Like I have a hard time rationalize the anger around the.
So a lot of our texts size. And a lot of our calls are the goalposts and the 110.
Yeah.
I am surprised.
Why? I thought the Rouge would come in.
I'm not so surprised about the Rouge. I am surprised we haven't had a lot of people talk about 8 of 9 teams making the playoffs.
To me, it's the playoffs. It's that one.
That one to me is the most ridiculous.
The reason why, because it's a punchline. That's why it bothered me.
8 of 9 teams. 89% of your leagues.
So what's the point of the regular season?
Right? Exactly. That's where I'm at. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? You can keep one rule that's not going to be changed in 2027 or some of the rules that have already changed for this year.
Yeah.
You can, it's
field
one.
Field size.
I'm telling you, that 55-yard line.
Really?
At practice, I'm looking at it going, it's going to be weird. That is a Canadian feature. 55-yard line. That one's going to be a tough one for me to get past.
Okay.
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Let's get back to the fan line. Bob, you get a call from Stuart Johnston, and you can keep one of the rules the same. What is it?
I actually have a problem with a lot of the rules, but I think I'd miss the 55-yard line the most. The question I'd have for Mr. Stuart Johnston is, Regina, Winnipeg, and Hamilton have recently built new stadiums to fit the size of the current field. Why do we need to shorten the field for some imaginary stadium that I don't know exists anywhere in Canada? It's beyond my comprehension. Can you fill me in?
Well, I can't.
It is a better fit if you start to take into consideration multi-use facilities. Right?
Like Montreal. Yeah. Montreal's and Edmonton are the ones with a track.
Yeah.
You can fit it within that. It now fit, like the corners of the end zone wouldn't have to be cut off in Montreal things like that. Toronto, BMO, the end zones are actually 17 and a half yards or whatever it is. So now, okay, it fits in BMO. Soccer pitches around the world now would be able to put a CFL field on. That's where it is. So it's allows
up.
A shared facility use. If cities want to build soccer / CFL stadiums, you pretty much have the same footprint of a field.
And not that we're defending Stu here, that's a good idea.
That's
just
the explanation.
Yes, he did suggest that moving forward, if there was expansion and there were multi-use facilities that would be incorporating CFL into their situation. Time now for the one-minute drill.